family, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Good morning, 6:11. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Great to be with you. 61 degrees. Welcome to your Monday. And, of course, the best week of summer as the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo kicks off this weekend.
I know. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, so many great shows. Jake Owen, Wynonna, you got Daughtry, you got Smash Mouth All-Star. They're going to be doing that song. And, of course, Sir Mix-a-Lot. So it's going to be a fun week. Best week of summer. Over the weekend, the parade. Love seeing all the photos there. It was a good time had by all. So, all right, we're going to get the day started because I know we've got tickets to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Those are up for grabs a little bit later on. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab your Red Bull. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news, the huge.
There is an accident on 240 going towards Richland that they were in the cleanup stage. Maybe traffic is moving, but if you're wondering if you're in that backup, be patient. It's just right past the Edison exit.
Yeah, and you said it didn't look good.
Well, I know.
But yeah. It's, again, it
appeared like it was a single vehicle, a rollover. So the car was way banged up.
Yeah, so definitely avoid the area if you can. You know, prayers and thoughts going to that person because it did not look good. And just be careful when you're driving. You know, stay off the phone. Keep the
That's
hand.
Right.
10 to 2.
Yep, hands on the wheel.
Or 9 to 3, 10 to 2. So we wish them the best of luck. And if we get any more details,
we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted this morning. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country. 102.7 KORD.
KORD, good morning. 6:22. You got Rick, you got Patty. Just ahead of some Nashville news for you. You know, if you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open. Because we got Cole Swindell tickets up there.
That's right.
We've got Eric Church tickets up there. That is up there as well. A $500 Visa gift card. I think we're getting ready to give that thing away because school is coming up around the corner. Give you a chance to win that right there. Lots going on and zombie rabbits as well.
These are some ugly rabbits.
Yeah, man, they are. Look at that photo. Ugh.
What would you do if you saw a rabbit
It looks like a...
They call them Frankenstein bunnies, too.
They look mutated. Mm. Yeah, it looks very mutated there.
Well,
so
they have growths.
Wow, look at that. Ugh. So you can check out the zombie rabbits. That's posted for you. Also, interesting, one complaint triggered new Airbnb rules in Pullman, Washington. So fascinating.
Really?
Just one complaint. That was it. And then the city council changed it.
The whole thing.
The whole change. So if you
have an Airbnb and...
And a Vibro. Is it Vibro or whatever
Verbo?
It is? Yeah, Vrbo. There, thank you. Vrbo. You got to have a business license. You actually have to put your place like it's a hotel with the exit, lighted up exit lights and all these.
Whoa.
No, I know.
Wow.
Hardcore. And if you don't comply, it's $250 a day.
Holy smokes.
Right there in Pullman. So,
holy buckets.
So take your pick. Take your medicine this morning. Zombie rabbits or an angry city council right there in Pullman. What's going on there? Get those stories and more. Got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Already got Rick, you got Patty digging right into the Nashville news. What's going on in Nashville?
Chris Jansen and Jamie Johnson are being added to the list of additional performers for the 18th ACM Honors, Rick. They're going to join previously announced performers that include Luke Bryan, Russell Dickerson, and Ashley McBride, among the others. The event is being hosted by Carly Pierce and Russell Dickerson. Some of the honorees include Eric Church and Luke Combs, also Jelly Roll. Just so you know, the 18th ACM Honors are scheduled for August 20th. Tracy Lawrence's annual Mission Possible Turkey Fry and Benefit Concert is back. The proceeds from the concert are going to be used to feed 32,000 people in need across Middle Tennessee through the Nashville Rescue Mission. That event being held at Category 10 off Nashville's Lower Broadway. That will be November 25th. This year is the 20th anniversary of the Mission Possible Turkey Fry and Benefit Concert. And just so you know, you can catch Tracy Lawrence in concert on September 5th at Legends Casino. Word has it, we have tickets.
We got tickets to give away for Tracy Lawrence. It's going to be a great time at Legends. I saw all the postings of Scotty McCreery over the weekend.
I know.
Looked amazing.
Right?
Looked fun. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Jason Aldean also being honored by Sound Exchange. He received a Sound Exchange Hall of Fame Award in recognition of being one of the most streamed artists of all time. That's quite the honor. Bailey Zimmerman, Rick, says he needs help finding a wife.
Fist bump? What? Why did I fist bump her? Help.
So let's go back. Give me a minute. This is exactly what he said.
Okay, just hear me out on this. Last night, after the show, I went to the bar with Cam Whitcomb, Shaboozy, and Diplo, and we were all hanging out. And there was these really pretty girls that tried to come up and talk to me, and I'm so awkward and so weird, I fist bumped her and I left. Because I guess I'm just scared of girls. I have no idea what's going on. At this point, it's literally almost impossible for me to find a wife, because fist bump, what? Why did I fist bump her? Help. Awkward.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
I'm just saying, I love the way he sings. Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just sing.
Well, yeah.
Just serenade. How about that?
There you go. Just break into song. That'll get him every single time.
Right. Anyways, we'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Just ahead of other people's problems, a little bit after 7 o'clock, we'll put our big noses into where that really doesn't belong, but we'll do our best to solve your situations. You can always app chat us, you can email us, you can call us. Again, we love helping out when we can. Right, Patty?
It's fun to stir it up.
Stir it up. That's what we're good at.
Everybody has opinions.
That's
you know what they say about them. Everybody has one.
Everybody has them. Absolutely. So we'll do that for you here in just about 15 minutes or so. Also, tickets to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. We'll give those away at 7:20 as well. So lots to get to still as you get up, get going. Sunshine, gorgeous day for you. 65 degrees. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go.
What's up?
I think you're going to love this
one.
Husbands are good for blank.
Oh, man.
Husbands are good for blank.
Every now and then I need tip money when I go get my nails done.
There you go. A little bit of tip money.
I need some tip change money.
I assume that Jeff is great at taking out the trash.
Yes, actually, he is.
I think that's the one husbandly duty that I perform very well. I think I'm the
I know, and you guys want a cookie for it, too.
We do.
You guys
we
want
do.
A tip for that. Look at me. Look, I'm taking the garbage out,
yep,
honey.
Exactly.
Look.
Taking the garbage out. Absolutely. I want a little cookie for that. So husbands are good for blank. Curious what you guys think. We're going to add to our list this morning.
It'll be fun. Jeff had his ladder out. Over
boy.
The weekend. Yeah, he's going to put some hooks in. I need some. I've got some planters. That I need hung, and they didn't get hung, but the ladder's still out. I know. Watch, I'll come home and somebody will be on top of my roof.
I know. But we joke about this ladder, this traveling ladder that gets, if he's going to use it, it comes out and then it just sits there for
A few weeks,
right? And then eventually gets to it.
And then yes. So listen to this. I go, wow, you know, our house has been unfinished for about 3 years now. Our living room needs to be painted. And he goes, should I get on that?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe. All right, this is going to be a fun list. Husbands are good for blank. And already, I love you. Kelly, you're so hilarious. She says nothing with a little bit of emoji laughing.
Aww.
So there you go. All right, husbands are good for blank. That's the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Party at 7:09. You got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in right now. 61 degrees and sunshine for you. Another edition of Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one and the number two business. Stephanie's got a situation going on. What's going on with Stephanie here?
Rick, Patty, I'm writing because my life is a mess at this very moment. I'm going through a divorce that's stressing me out, trying to raise a 15-year-old daughter and falling for a new guy that I recently met online. So my best friend is also in the middle of a crisis with her daughter, so I'm trying to be there for her as well. I went to my therapist over the weekend. She told me I need to stop dating my new guy, even though he treats me better than any man ever has. He puts me on a pedestal and makes me feel seen and special. My therapist says I need to focus on my daughter and my divorce and that I'm not ready to date. Her advice absolutely crushed my heart. I've never gone against what she said because she's always been right. I'm torn about what to do. Should I break up with my new guy or not? Stephanie in Richland.
Well, take it from a guy who on occasion has been in therapy all these years. Not recently, but when I was a foster kid, they put us in therapy. I had a little therapy in high school. The therapist is there to guide you. It's not a you do that, you better do that. So it's interesting your therapist is saying that this is what you need to do. You know what you need to do. I feel like you know what you need to do. Now, I will say that every person's different. And most people, when they come out of divorce, shouldn't start dating immediately. But
yeah,
but people do. People do. And this might be, this might end up, I've known people that literally got divorced and married the next week to somebody else and have been married 70 years since then. You know, I mean, so you, every relationship is different, Patty. You can never say what's right or wrong in any relationship.
I feel like, though, if you're paying your therapist...
They're there to guide you.
Yeah,
they're there to guide you.
I mean,
you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever been in therapy?
Yeah, but not for a relationship. I mean, I guess it was for, it was family therapy, family counseling.
I did therapy 20 years ago for my divorce that I went through.
Yeah.
And it was a tough situation. It's tough. So, I mean, it's been 20 years since
I've
had
therapy. I'd like to think a therapist isn't going to guide you wrong. I mean, I don't know. I've got questions about your daughter and...
Well, she says she's always been right. The therapist has always been right.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
They're there to help you make good decisions. But interesting enough, I just had a friend of mine in Yakima... who I thought would be married forever. And they're divorced, and she's got a new guy. And I see it on my Facebook. I'm like, well, this is weird. And the divorce wasn't even final, and she's got a new guy. So I never thought they'd be with anybody else.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
But life happens. So what do you do? All right, Stephanie, we'll do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD. What would you do in this situation? What would you do? Would you take the therapist's advice? Or would you say, you know what? I'm going to navigate this myself. It does seem like you've got a lot on your plate, but you can't predict good guy. You know, I'm thinking about our friend Faith from The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, she's looking happy.
But
she's not like recently divorced either.
No, I mean, but she is in love right now, which is amazing because we all know her and she went on the TV show and she found somebody and somebody that you didn't expect her to find. So it can happen to anybody. So, all right, Steph, we'll do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD, app chat us. Rick and Patty, other people's problems. KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
What's up, 724, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty, 65 degrees sunshine. Happy Monday to you and yours. Patty, I just posted it up there as we get ready for the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo.
What is it?
I've got the guide. I got the 2025 best tips and pro tips and guide, all the things you need to know.
Look at that, the funnel cakes.
All that.
Holy buckets.
If you're heading out to the fair, I've got a bunch of things you need to know. The whole entrance has been ripped out. Those booths that used to be there.
Yeah.
That's gone. So, but I also updated like their weapons policy, their pet policy, all the things you need to know. Heading out there, how to get your tickets, how long the fair is going to go, because that's always the question. Like,
and look at that. I see some events you don't want to miss out on.
That's right. And even a list of events that you don't want to miss out on. Got it completely posted. Thanks to the fair for sending that our way and gives you a complete little guide for you. And we want to make sure you're taken care of. And we also, guess what, Patty? We also want to send you off to the fair. How about that? So I know that we're going to try to do our best. We've got a bunch of activities going on. And what's this activity we got going on?
How about
on
the Horse Heaven Roundup? We've got a 4-pack of tickets.
All right.
The 19th. That's Tuesday. That's
all right.
Tomorrow night.
All right. So you got to be able to go on Tuesday. So there you go.
We've got fair admission.
Yep.
And then also to get you into the Horse Heaven Roundup.
And those tickets are for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
If you want to go to the rodeo. All right. So what caller number you want to take on this, Patty?
Let's take caller number 7.
All right. Lucky 7, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Caller 7 next. Go win. It's 1027-KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Buffett, Knee Deep, 738, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you, 65 degrees. Good morning. Happy Monday. Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo around the corner. We'll have some more passes and tickets to give away coming up in just a little bit. We just posted for you on the station mobile app the complete guide if you're looking for ticket information.
Yeah.
How to get in. They've changed the entrance. Anything and everything. Timing, like the rodeo and the derby. The derby sold out. There's just these different things going on there. So definitely check out more information on our complete 2025 guide that we got for you. Well, a brand new study by Toll Free Forwarding reveals that Americans scroll an average of 86 miles on their phones each year. Other findings, doom scrolling costs employers $8.8 trillion because it leads to low productivity. And the average person spends 6 hours, 35 minutes a day on your screen.
Oh, no.
Or over 2,400 hours a year.
Holy buckets.
Put those things down.
That is a lot of scrolling. That's a lot of screen time on your phone.
I am amazed when I look at Facebook posting and I see friends of mine with toddlers and all they've got in their hand is always
their phone.
Phone and some kind of screen in front of them. It's like, man, go out and smell the fresh air. Take your dogs for a walk, you know, go paddleboarding, do something besides sitting there.
What did we do before we had smartphones?
I don't know.
What did we do?
Yeah, I don't know what we did, but 6 hours and 35 minutes a day.
That's crazy.
That's the average. So anyway, we're going to have some fun with you. Hilarious mishap. You were looking down, scrolling your phone when you should have been looking up and paying attention to what happened.
I've actually seen people like walk into things.
Yeah.
Because they're on their phone.
I've seen people walk into things. I have also seen if you're driving down the road when someone, you know, is swerving, I'm like, get off your phone.
I know it.
I'm like, get off your phone because that's what they're
or
on.
Or when you're stopped at a stoplight and you're like, come on, let's go. Hey, put the phone down.
Let's go. Number one, it's illegal to look
you
at
You should not, yeah.
But the hilarity is no one's looking at their crotch all day long. So when you're at the stoplight and you're looking down at your crotch.
It's distracted driving exactly. And you can get a ticket.
So we'll take some calls here. Mishaps that you've had. People, like you said, walking into stuff. Have you bumped into things? What have you done while you're scrolling and didn't mean to? We're curious. You're not paying attention. Things happening. All right, take some calls. 547-KORD. It's going to be a good one. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Ironwood, Church Bells, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 65 degrees. Happy Monday. Hopefully you're having a great day so far as you kick into the
week. It's beautiful.
It is the best week of summer. Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo kicking off. We're super excited about that. More of those passes, more of those tickets on the way. So make sure.
Oh, yeah, we got them.
Yeah, that's coming up in just a little bit. So, and plenty of tickets to be had. So, we're looking forward to the best week of summer with the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Well, do you realize that you scroll like 6 hours and 35 minutes a day? Wow, we spend
that's a lot.
We spend that much time on screens, over 2,400 hours a year.
What is everybody looking at?
Just
TikTok?
Well, just everything. Just everything. I know. It's just like sometimes you just got to put the.
Aren't you getting tired of the ads? I'm seeing ads everywhere.
I'm exhausted from all the ads and all the like. Oh yeah, it exhausts me. So I've gotten to the point where I just set my phone down, like okay, and I flip it over, like just leave it alone because you could spend.
Well, can't get anything done.
You can't get anything done. My dogs are they'll make sure I get things done because they need a walk and they you know. But we'll go through the park. We went to the Columbia Park over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. And people aren't picking up their poop. Come on, people. They give you plenty of bags.
Same thing over by my park.
Absolutely. I know. It's one of those things. Bring your bags along, okay? So be taking your calls. Hilarious or painful mishap. You were talking about people walking.
Because they're on their phones?
Yeah,
put them down.
Yeah, if you've had a little mishap because of you've been scrolling, watching your phone, tell us what happened.
I was at Kohl's. Walking through one of their clothing sections, not paying attention, and I came around the corner, I ended up running into a stroller that had a baby into it and almost knocked the stroller over. When that happened, I ended up dropping my phone, but I was so embarrassed and ashamed that I didn't care about my phone, and I just caught the stroller and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, and just started pleading and apologizing the whole time, and the lady was like, it's okay, And then I just, you know, kind of walked away, picked up my phone, and hung my head down in shame, and then just put it in my pocket.
So there you go. Yeah.
See? When you're shopping, shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the phone down.
Yeah, put the phone down.
You're- Although I have been in Winco. You know, oh, you get an alert. What is this? Who is this?
Right, exactly. Yep. And then you look at it and you're like not paying attention and you know, knock people out of the way and do different things like that. So 547 KORD, keep them coming. Loving these calls. I was just thinking about those that get in line at Yolks or whatever.
Yeah, put the phone down.
Put the phone. It
is rude.
The
cashier deserves your attention.
Exactly.
Hang on a second. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, it's very, very rude. You know what? My phone's put, when I'm shot, it's just put away because.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything and everything can wait until you're done.
Yep.
It was funny. I could not yesterday get this comforter dry, no matter what I did at home. And so I just.
Isn't that the worst?
I don't know why.
In the dryer, because it balls up.
I don't know why. Well, no, it was because I couldn't get it to drain and spin. So it was.
Oh, you.
So I washed.
You had it in the washer
yet.
Yeah,
I washed it three times and it just would not drain. So I took it to the
laundromat
right there on, right there in Kennewick. And some guy was laughing, you know, he's just sitting there laughing.
Was like, your comforter heavy? You're like, why is it so heavy?
Yeah, and this guy was sitting over there laughing while he was doing his laundry, and I couldn't figure out what he was doing. And then I realized,
he's on the phone.
He's on the phone. He has his earbuds in. So I, you know, but he was just, oh. And I thought, and I looked around, I was like, okay, is he watching TV? No TV was on, but it was like the news, you know. But I couldn't figure out what he was doing. I said, oh, he's on the phone. Anyway, so. Just made me chuckle a little bit.
Well, I'm back on your comforter. Did you wash and dry it at the laundromat?
No, it was. I had already washed it three times. You know, it was already. Yeah, it was heavy, so I had to get it taken care of. So it took it, and then just so you know, this laundromat that I went to, I dried it for an hour, and it still was damp. So I went, how many quarters do I have to put in? And I thought, is this thing even getting hot in here?
You know, that's what I thought. If
rip off, I'm just saying.
Listen, if you and I need a job after what we do now, we're gonna get a laundromat. Because everybody has to do laundry.
Yeah, well, but my gut says it's on low heat. Even though I had said hot, I'm like, how many quarters is it going to take?
I know.
All right, stick more of your calls on the way. Mishaps with your cell phones. We're having fun with it. 547 KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
3-1-0-2-7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. It's 8:09. Always good to be with you. 65 degrees. While we're getting ready for the best week of summer, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo is going on. If you want to see our 2025 complete guide, we've got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app. Some tips, some tricks, things you might need to know before you head out to the fair.
And with that, Why not send some folks to the fair, Rick?
How about that? How about sending folks to the fair right now? What do you got there, Patty?
So we have another four-pack to the Horse Heaven Roundup for tomorrow night. And, of course, the four-pack to get you into the fair.
I love it. What caller number you want to take on this,
Let's
cowboy?
Take caller number 10.
All right, caller. Ooh, big number. Big, big number. Caller 10, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Going to send you off to the rodeo and some fair tickets tomorrow night. Going to be a lot of fun, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Best week of summer. Caller 10 looking for you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
New country, it's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning, sunshine for you right now, about 65 degrees. It's 8:24. All right, other people's problems. Going to tie this one off. Stephanie's got a situation going on. What's going on with Stephanie?
I'm writing because my life is a mess. I'm going through a divorce. It's stressing me out trying to raise a 15-year-old daughter and falling for a new guy who I recently met online. So my best friend, also in the middle of a crisis with her daughter, I'm trying to be there for her as well. I went to my therapist over the weekend, and she told me I need to stop dating my new guy, even though he treats me better than any man ever has. He puts me on a pedestal and makes me feel seen and special. My therapist says I need to focus on my daughter and my divorce, and I'm not ready to date. Her advice just crushed me. I've never gone against what she said because she's always been right. I'm torn about what to do. Do I break up with my new guy or not? Stephanie in Richland.
A lot of people are chiming in on Facebook. What are they saying to kick us off here, Patty?
Mary says, absolutely. If he's meant for you, he'll stick around. Work on a friendship, but she's right. You need to focus on your divorce, your child, and your healing.
Wow. John says the long-term rule has always been not to start a new relationship until the previous one is finished. The concern is that you may just be putting him on a pedestal right now because it's what you need. I'd be careful and make sure you're taking time to work on improving yourself and your relationship with your daughter, because ultimately it is family that counts. And that's from John.
And Michaela says, well, from personal experience, trust what your therapist says. Doesn't mean you have to stop talking to him, but maybe just start off as friends, getting to know each other that way, and focus on your daughter and getting yourself back on track first. Talk to your friend. Tell her you can't take on anything else right now, because you're going through things. Real friends will understand that.
Well, Barbie says, well, stop seeing your therapist to start. She sucks. This situation won't last forever. Pull your big girl britches up. Keep your eye on the big picture, the new life you're working for. Say prayers every morning, every night. Couple in between, you and God can get things straightened out. Go buy a new pair of cowgirl boots and go dancing.
I do what you feel is best. Life's always going to be hectic. Are you going to stop dating forever? That's from Marine.
I like that. Devlin says your friend has to fend for herself. Oh, your friend has to fend for herself. Focus on you.
Just be careful not to disregard her own needs over her friends. They can help each other.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of great comments in there, guys. Everybody's chiming. And then they're talking back and forth to each other as well.
A lot of people don't like the friend.
Yeah, they don't like the friend. Because you're already going through all this, and then you're getting drugged down. You are getting drugged down by the friend as well. So I'm gonna get shot for this.
Stop.
Your friend situation is not your situation.
Right.
You need to fix your situation
before you can help anybody else. You have to fix yourself.
But a lot of people have what I call savior complex. They feel they have to fly in. And in every situation, they have to save the day, and you don't. It's not, it's like, I think that's one part of maturing to be a mature human and adult, is realizing that you can't correct everybody else's issue along with your own issues. Mm-mm. You got to fix yours first,
before you can even help anybody else. You have to be good yourself.
Exactly. And you can lend a friendly ear, but it's not your job to fix your friend's situation. And a lot of people think it is. Oh, I've got to get in there. It's not your job. It's not. All right, man. A lot of great advice. We'll see if you take some of it, Stephanie. Of course, 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.